Welcome to Wellspring on the Air. I'm Mario DeArmas, a therapist here at Wellspring. Joining me today is Lorelai Garrett. How are you, Lorelai?
I'm good. Thank you, Mario.
Lorelai, it's so nice to have you here. We have so many things to broach together, starting with the blessings of being a parent and some of the challenges that come with it. So very eager to tackle these topics together.
Sure. No, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why don't we start with you just telling a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure, of course. So like Mario said, my name is Lorelai Garrett, and I am a student intern at Wellspring. I'm currently enrolled in my third year at the Townsend Institute at Concordia University, and I'm earning a master's degree in mental health counseling. I am a mom of two girls. They are 6 years old and 10, and I've been married for 17 years to my college sweetheart. So that's, we've gone through this parenting thing together for a while. And, you know, I say this now, but you know, one of my greatest joys, my husband's greatest joys is our parenting and being able to do that with each other. And it's just been such a refining process for me personally. It's exposed a lot of weaknesses, many weaknesses, even strengths, things that I honestly did not know I even naturally had or had learned. And you know, just daily gratitude of God's grace, because without it, this process of parenting would be significantly harder. And so, you know, with these unexpected joys of being a parent, like I said, there's lots of challenges, a lot of humbling moments, and I'm just excited to be here to kind of process that with you here today, Mario.
Absolutely. And it's incredible how we find strength we thought we didn't have during those times where it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Can you tell me about some of the joys that come with parenting?
Sure. So some of the joys that I have found through just becoming a parent, watching my parent or my kids grow, is just really forming the relationship with them through the good and the hard times to the wonderful, fun, and easier times. And it's just really neat to be able to watch them as, you know, we develop our own relationship and go through those together. Mm-hmm. And just really building our own a secure attachment with both of the girls and even different ways. But just constantly being able to be there for them, whether it's, you know, a skidded knee or they're super excited because they got a sticker at the park. I mean, the day ranges from so many different emotions. And so being able to be available for them and support them with their highs, with their lows is just such a joy to be able to witness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with that, what would you say are the challenges that come with being a parent?
Right. So the hard parts with becoming a parent, especially as, you know, new parents, perhaps, you basically within an instant, your whole role changes and everything, you know, for good and for bad, the hard and the good, a lot of things shift. And so there's a lot of things such as, you know, the full self-sacrifice of becoming a parent really comes into play. And I think that one of the hardest things that I had was just truthfully not having time for myself. And I know, you know, for parents in general, that is such a tough time because, you know, you're so used to perhaps, you know, maybe from one kid to several kids to no kids to a child, trying to navigate self-care of any kind seems almost impossible. And so I feel that especially as the kids got a little bit older, you know, in the toddler to younger, it just became increasingly difficult because not only do I not have time for myself anymore, but just so much increased pressure to live out, you know, the perfect parent, meaning make sure that the kids are enrolled in the right programs, making sure that they're eating, you know, the latest, greatest, healthiest nutritional, you know, food, to ensuring that they're going to grow up to be successful because they know how to spell their name. And so there was just this constant pull, you know, the demand of our environment, society, our, I will have to say, you know, even grandparents or other relatives kind of putting in their two cents. And so all of a sudden, as parents, you are just kind of, you know, how do I do all of this? Like it felt impossible.
Right.
It really felt, it actually made it harder because right. I felt I wasn't doing enough. There was always something. And so, you know, as daily demands, not to mention the household tasks and like I said before, the emotional highs and lows of our kids, just always having to be there for them, is just so draining. And so I think that, you know, when it comes to those early parenting, challenging times, is honestly just trying to navigate and figuring out how to even get to the next day. Yeah. And so the self-care part, unfortunately, felt like it got pushed to the side. Mm-hmm. It really does take a toll on our parenting abilities.
Yeah. How do you do it, Lorelai? Because you have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. So recharging the batteries is imperative. Mm-hmm. What do you actually do to fill the tank amidst all those demands?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, as you ask that, it actually makes me think about, you know, I look back at, especially, like I said, the earlier years, and thought about, I didn't realize I was so depleted. I didn't understand or realize how much I was lacking in providing those nutrients that I needed to provide for them better. So, you know, I have my to-do list, but guess what? I don't have the energy to do the to-do list. And so not until I kind of had to sit down and come up with this acceptance that I need help. I need to actually take the time and invest back into myself in order for me to be the best version to provide for them. And that was hard. That was really hard. And it took a while for me to get there and almost hit rock bottom, so to speak, where I just looked around and I was like, things are not going right. I'm doing all the right things, but nothing feels tangible. Everything felt very chaotic. And so some helpful, you know, self-care or mental health related solutions for me personally was just really carving out some time to do exercise of some form. And when I say exercise, I say that loosely. A lot of walking, that felt practical to me, that felt doable. And when I mean that, I mean, the girls came with me too. It wasn't, you know, I was trying to get creative. I realize my time is limited. And so even with that, just actively putting it into my schedule though, saying, hey, I'm going to go walk for, you know, however long the girls can come, or if my husband was home, he could watch the girls, but just really coming up with something simple that allowed me to get out, especially outside, and just being around some sort of outdoor activity. And, you know, we know the importance of physical activity and how important that is for our bodies, for our minds. And truthfully, just having just a little bit of time just gives you that recharge of, you know, that increased physical activity, and being able to engage with something outside of
absolutely the home
was so valuable to me. And it just really helped the process of, you know, coming back to the table when the kids were pretty much, you know, back to dysregulated
and I had to
put them back together. So to and so, you know, another thing that I found really helpful, whether they came with me on this walk, was to find a friend, someone, whether it's my spouse, a friend, but someone that I enjoyed spending time with and that I could do or have an adult conversation while taking these walks. And sometimes they also had kids, so we took them all, strap them in the stroller, whatever it was. And we didn't go to the playground, you know, maybe we did the track first and, mm-hmm. and then gave them the playground, but we gave ourselves some space to talk, some space, interrupted talk, but at least there was another adult.
Sure.
Normalizing how difficult this is. And that made time go much faster also.
Yeah.
And honestly, another, you know, as we're so busy, another thing that I did a lot was listen to podcasts and audiobooks,
right.
Especially while I was doing laundry, definitely while I was cooking, because it was just, it felt just being able to hear, you know, any sort of outside, even spiritual, actually, anything that kind of refueled me. Whether it was a parenting book or podcast, just to kind of fit in throughout my day, something outside of myself. Right. And so that was actually something that I looked forward to because it felt like me time. Mm-hmm. And it was something I wanted to listen to. It wasn't another, you know, I don't know, Disney podcast or some
it
other.
It was your own pursuit. Yes.
It was my own. And really, with that to be said, a lot of dance parties. Those were my saving graces.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think of what you're saying, and I recall my parents. I'm recently married, a year and a half, mm-hmm. and I see the things my wife and I do. But when I reflect on my parents who raised seven children, they took a lot of walks.
Yeah.
And that was a big breather for them. At night, they would retire at a certain time, usually early, 8:30, 9 o'clock. They would read together. I think they would chat about the day and reflect about all the various activities of their children. But that was for them. And then my mom on her own did certain things that fostered self-care. My dad as well. So it was good to see how they would recharge as well. And mm-hmm. even hearing you speak, you know, mindfulness is that ability to be aware of what's going on, thoughts, feelings, mm-hmm. and just gauging on what's occurring. So mm-hmm. it is so valuable to reflect on what's happening because then you're more present with all the responsibilities that come with being a parent. So thank you for that. And I'm always down for a good dance party, whether it's salsa, merengue, 80s music.
Anything.
All of those things qualify as therapeutic. So we're going to definitely tackle more of this. But thank you for your insights during this first segment. And we will come back with more regarding self-care and biblical elements that are attached to parenting. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Wellspring on the Air. I'm Mario DeArmas, and I'm here with Lorelei Garrett talking about the well-balanced parent. And thus far, we've talked about the joys of parenting and the challenges that come with it, some techniques that help someone recharge. And it's been such a fruitful discussion thus far. And Laurel, I really appreciate what you've provided. And I was just wondering, before we get into self-care and then scripture, is there anything else you want to add about the joys of parenting?
Sure. You know, I think that, you know, like we've come off of some challenges as far as just the roller coaster of emotions. And what's been really neat to also appreciate is watching my kids learn and discover through curiosity. And it's just really neat to be able to see, you know, by carrying them through adventures, big and small, whatever that might be. It's just neat to see what draws their attention and what draws their curiosity and just exposes them to things that, you know, maybe I don't know much about, but watching their wonder and questions and being able to be there while they're discovering things, perhaps for the first time. And mm-hmm. so I think that as parents, we have this really neat kind of scope into these little kids' minds of just getting to experience pure joy. Literally us experiencing their joy through their eyes. And that is something that is so invaluable. I think that in itself can be a recharge because as hard as it might be to pack up the bags, go on that, you know, let's go on a hike, get the lunch, get the water bottles. And it's a pain to like get there, but then to watch them, for example, climb this whatever, and they counted to a number they've never counted before. They saw an animal they had never seen before, to watch them kind of explore and discover this new awe. You know, you kind of forget how hard it was to get up there. And so, right. You know, it's very rewarding and challenging, but it's just one of those things that it kind of, you kind of hold both. And it's a really precious, you know, moment, to be able to experience that.
You're also dealing with different personalities, mm-hmm. and you could speak to that. I mean, the show would have to double or triple in terms of length, as far as you describing the personality types of your daughters and how you approach them. So I would ask, what would be the key ingredient or the approach you take to mm-hmm. navigate through that?
That's an excellent question. You know, I think a lot of trial and error, I'll tell you that. There's some things that, you know, I thought would work with one kid and totally does not with the other. And, you know, as parents, we're always shifting, trying new, this, that. And I think in particular with, for example, I have a very strong-willed child, one, my oldest, and she is inquisitive and so smart and curious, but she knows what she wants. And so when things don't quite go perfect, you know, there's a lot happening. There's an emotional response. And so in particular with her, it's just learning to attune in that moment and understanding why this is so challenging, why it's so difficult for her to accept. But also just giving her a moment. I think that we've learned with her is just to pause and we just got to listen. It doesn't matter how it comes out. It might be loud. It might not be, but giving her space to listen. And I think that, that's been so valuable to us as parents, to know that that is something that, you know, we kind of have this like secret language almost, where it's like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. I know, you know, not always, obviously, but it feels like I have something in my pocket, that I feel that I have something to go toward when those emotions are very high. Sure. Whereas my other child, you know, she wants you to give her hugs and kisses, and like, she wants you to pick her up the second anything happens. And gosh, if I don't give it to her, it's worse. So I, you know, it's something you've kind of learned. I don't think that there's one way that's better than others. But I can say that you, as through the process, you grow, and honestly, they change. Like I said, one's 10 and one's 6. And, you know, at some point in the 10-year-old's life, this pause thing didn't work, you know, or she needed something else to comfort her. Mm-hmm. And with the little one, it might have been something. So I feel like as a parent, you're always, you know, trial and error. It's working, it's not, it's growing. And that's where, you know, it ties back to just doing things with our kids to learn their nature in order for us to be able to give what they need in that present moment.
Definitely. There's a great French philosopher who states that attention is the deep watermark of love. And knowing that your children have different personalities and receive love in different ways and require different styles, mm-hmm. you are so focused on them, and you get to see the intricacies of each one. And that's really a manifestation of love, because you do pay attention. So it's just beautiful to see how you handle that and how you evolve. Because like you said, what worked at this point doesn't necessarily work later on. So you adjust and you pivot.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate that. And then when we get to scripture, what would you say are the biblical truths that parents can abide by to be more effective in their parenting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our kids are a gift. They're a gift from God. You know, we as parents have been given some of the, you know, the most precious callings in parenthood. And parenthood is marked with so much giving and pouring out. And, you know, as I'm sure we've all kind of heard is, you know, we cannot give what we do not have. And so this constant pour, going back to self-care, it's not possible. At some point we reach our limits. There's nothing left to give. And we give malice and anger and upsetness and we react. And it just, that's when I realized, you know, that's when we realized like, oh gosh, there's, you know, there's something going on. Something is not coming back. And so being able to engage with scripture in a way of knowing that, that there is a blueprint out for parents through biblical teachings that helps us refuel is just so life-giving. And there are three examples that parents can abide by the means of grace. And what I mean by that is, you know, the first thing is to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we know that we can gather our strength through prayers. And those prayers may be filled with joy, may be filled with thanksgiving, but it also can be the requests and the petitions, because we know God listens and we know that we are not alone. And God is involved in every single aspect of our daily life. And he knows, you know, and in our children's lives. And he knows those very difficult times, those, you know, emotional highs and emotional lows. And he's with us, you know, he's tracking us, he knows. And so praying, to me, prayer was ongoing all the time. It still is. It's just a constant conversation. It is something I depend on, that is such a fuel to me, especially when the days are really, really stressful. And, you know, Jesus is such a prime example of taking the time and setting aside time to pray. We know that in Matthew 26:36, you know, he would sit and go to retreat and pray in order to gain peace and strength. You know, and we see this over and over in scripture, especially when he was confronted with overwhelming crowds. You know, he withdrew. He needed to seek strength through prayer and being able to kind of get through and ask God to give him what he needed in that moment. And then a second thing is just reading scripture, reading the Bible. And I realized that as parents, it's hard to always, you know, physically open the Bible. And I have to be honest, there was a lot of times where it was the audio Bible that, you know, perhaps during the kitchen times or the task times that was playing, but being able to feed my soul through scripture and being able to, you know, hear it if I couldn't physically read it. And one thing that I did very often was capturing certain scriptures that really resonated with me in my walk. And I would actually go get index cards and just write them down. And then I actually, my husband would joke, but he's like, you have more scripture on there than our kids' art. But I would take them and put magnets on my refrigerator. And I was like, yeah, because you don't understand. There's so many times that I'm left in this kitchen and some days are real bad or some days are real good. And having that physical reminder in a space that I lived in practically, was just so like, unexpected gifts, those unexpected joys I've talked about. And, that is just something that, to me is so life-giving. You know, and we talk about, you know, how Christ's love, it never ceases. His mercies do come every morning. And that reminder, that he is our portion, he is our hope, just reminds us really of his promises and faithfulness, even through those details of parenting. And thirdly is Christian community, is getting plugged in, staying plugged in. I know that it's so hard to get, you know, your child to and from, and some days it feels impossible to get all the tasks you have to get done to even get to church or get to a small group or a mom's group or a parenting group. But, you know, we were created to live in community with others. Mm, and we were not meant to live in isolation. And so, as we read in John 15:12 is, we love one another as Christ has loved us, because our relationships with our other peers or family or friends in those groups, we're there to help each other, to support each other, and to build each other up, to share and encourage one another. And I strongly encourage, especially as new parents, not to give up on meeting with other people. I've gained so much value, and I've learned so much from other parents that are walking through this journey together. I think I've gained so much, especially the ones that have gone before you, just so much knowledge can be imparted, and just kind of gives you that extra step, to get through these challenging times. We, like I said, the Bible provides us with a toolbox, and by abiding in Christ and letting him fill us, it allows us to plan our lives through, the image of God that he created us through, and just ultimately extending his grace towards our children.
Yes.
And I think that we have such an impact on our little kids, whether they're little or even when they're out of the house, that, we have such an amazing privilege to be able to walk alongside them as they also mature in their faith. And it's just such a privilege to be a parent. And, the one last, one scripture that I'll kind of lastly state here is, that Christ equipped us before the foundations of the earth.
That's and right.
He's, to walk and work he's already done it for us. And so leaning and trusting in his grace and his truth, just holds promise for parents, and just hope and encouragement that we're not walking through this alone.
I love it. And that idea of being well-equipped and abiding in Christ speaks to me, because the blessing of prayer, and in your case, having the scriptures readily available, reminds us that Christ is always present to mm-hmm. us. But with all the distractions that surround us, we need those tangible reminders. Mm-hmm. And we're not alone, and scripture really solidifies that for us, that we're very much in communion with Christ, but oftentimes we need that gentle magnet on the fridge to really ground us once more. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Lorelai. It's been so great having you and for providing your experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up the show, if you joined us midstream, you can find this show and others on podcasts at Wellspring on the Air or on our blog on wellspringmiami.org. The title of the show today is The Well-Balanced Parent. Encourage us and let us know you're listening by sending comments or questions to ontheair@wellspringmiami.org. This is Mario DeArmas, joined by Lorelai Garrett. Have a wonderful day, and remember that in Wellspring, hearts and minds matter.